Words which do not give the light of Christ increase the darkness. Mother Teresa. Welcome to day 5 of our Daniel Fast. Today's topic is lethal language, experiencing the power of life-giving words. This is part 1 of 2. Deep wounds. We can all recall times from our childhood when someone's words made a profound impact on our life. Sometimes it was a good impact that propelled us into a more successful future, and sometimes it involved damaging words that sent us into a tailspin that you may still be trying to recover from. Words are especially important when they come from people who we look up to, and seek affirmation from. I remember hearing a story on an episode of Focus on the Family that illustrated the impression a loving parent can make on their child. In this particular instance, the young lady was really struggling at college, and she was home on break. She recalls overhearing her dad talking to someone on the phone. The dad had no idea she was listening, or even that she had been struggling so much. This father simply did what any good parent would do. Confidently, the proud father spoke a simple statement about how he knew that his daughter was going to succeed in college and earn her degree. That simple endorsement of confidence went through his daughter like a bolt of lightning. She no longer entertained thoughts of quitting or failing. Her dad said she could do it, and so she was convinced she could do it. Unfortunately, we don't always operate under the understanding of how powerful our words are. Do you speak edifying words about someone even if you don't know they are listening? Are you instilling confidence in others, or are you hindering them more than you are helping them? One practical thing here before we move into the next part of this topic. Use the sandwich method. Part of being a good parent, mentor, or friend is addressing things that need to change or improve in the lives of those that we love. Might I suggest that when we do this, we open with a compliment, followed by the item that needs to be addressed, and concluded with another endorsement of confidence in the person you are challenging. We should always sandwich a challenge or a discipline between love and encouragement. Sticks and stones. Remember the playground mantra, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me." I hope we all understand how untrue that is. Psalm 64:3 says, "Evildoers sharpen their tongues like swords and aim cruel words like deadly arrows. The psalmist would not compare words with deadly weapons if they were harmless. If words were harmless, the psalmist would have said something like, "Evildoers fluff their tongues like memory foam pillows and aim their cruel words like penetrating packing peanuts." Words are powerful. Yet, while unwise, unholy words can bring destruction, heartache, and lasting pain. Proverbs 25:11 tells us, "A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver." Words fitly spoken can be helpful, bring healing, and be a catalyst in life transformation. Blessings and cursings. James chapter 3 tells us that we must avoid talking out of both sides of our mouth. A fountain doesn't send forth bitter water and sweet water. It is either sweet or bitter. It is not possible to be both. Sometimes with our mouths we glorify God and then we turn around and curse those that are made in His image. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right. James 3:9. Proverbs 16:24 says, "Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Take out the trash. I want to begin this section by reading a paragraph from Grishel's book. We obviously can't control what others say about us, but we can control what we believe. Since toxic words can destroy our souls, we've got to passionately guard our hearts against them. Do whatever it takes to keep the poison out of your heart. Solomon told his son, "Listen closely to my words. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life." Proverbs 4:20. With his life-giving words, a protective father warned his son to guard his heart as his life source. We must keep others from dumping their toxic waste into our water supply. Let's take a moment and pray that God will cleanse us from toxic words that have been spoken to us. Jesus, we come to you today and we ask that you will cleanse us from all the toxic things that have been said to us. Give us the wisdom to receive criticism that is valid and make necessary changes, and to reject toxic words that do not edify. Furthermore, grant us the boldness and the understanding to lovingly create boundaries in our lives that will cut off the influence of toxic people. I do not want to make any of these judgments in my own understanding. Help me to be influenced primarily by your words, not the words of other men or women. Let none of this be out of an attitude of arrogance. Help me be humble and contrite. I need your wisdom and guidance to find cleansing by the precious blood of Jesus. Choose life. When we choose to speak life-giving words to others, it will change how we influence them. To qualify, I'm not suggesting that we lie to people and flatter them. Everyone has something about them that can be a compliment. Sometimes you have to search quite a bit to find a way to compliment someone, but it is worth the effort. Secondly, in choosing words of life, I want to qualify that I am not meaning the word of faith doctrine, which essentially boils down to you telling God what to do and expecting Him to bless it. God is sovereign. He is not a genie that grants wishes. Our words are life-giving and exceedingly powerful when they line up with God's words. He is the source of life. In order to give life, I have to go to the source. There is no greater source of life than the Word of God. He spoke our world and everything in it into existence, with the exception of humanity, which He carefully formed and breathed life into. When we learn to speak in alignment with God's Word, our words are as powerful as they will ever be. Moses said, "I call heaven to witness today that I set before you life and death. Choose life." We have that choice to make every time we open our mouth to speak. I lovingly encourage you today. Choose life.